Central Planners to help you raise your family. After all, they know what's best for you and your family, don't they? They're smarter than you are, Mom, Dad, Grandpa, Grandma. Who cares what you think? The government can do it. You know how they'll do it? They're going to tax your neighbors and give you some cheese. What do you think about that? Julie Gundlach here from the Independent Women's Forum. Julie, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Raising kids never has been so lucrative. You know, I said this a long time ago on the program. I wrote some columns about, you know, two strangers go off somewhere and they have sex. And no matter what the outcome, if they produce a child of some sort, it's my responsibility. If they want an abortion, I need to pay for that. If they want the kid to be born and grow up, I get to pay for that, for preschool and then elementary school. And if they had their ways, for college and daycare and all sorts of things. So strangers go off and do whatever strangers do. People I've never met, never will meet. And it's my responsibility to pick up the bill, isn't it?
That's right. Under the American Families Plan, which sounds so positive, right? Biden cares about families. I and my husband could start collecting $33,000 per year in child payments. First of all, the idea of child payments is really disturbing. And again, this is this march that we are seeing. This is all part of this march of money, and more dependence on the government for everything. And sort of this cultural change that when you have a child, when you have a family, you know, when you buy a home, that these things are your responsibility, your life. You are responsible for your life. And we're seeing this push partly to get Americans more dependent on the government. And so now this push to give every American $33,000, $33,600 per child, is part of this. It's just another, another payment for things that, you know, heretofore were your responsibility.
Yeah, and here it is, but it's bad math. You say you would be collecting $33,600 a year. How do you arrive at that figure? I want you to break it down for folks and say, here's where the shower of cash comes from.
Well, look, it comes on the backs of other middle class folks. I mean, Biden, of course, is saying that he's just going to pay for all of this by taxing the rich, which tends to be the Democrats' talking point. Whenever anyone asks, how are you going to pay for this? You just simply say you're going to tax the rich. But analysis shows that these sorts of governments always come on the backs of the middle class. And this is what happens in Europe. There are a lot of interesting things if you compare it to Europe. In Europe, women do not get into they have very generous leave packages, and they do these sorts of payments for women who have children. And you see, and they also have like mandated childcare, mandated paid leave for like a year. And what you see happening in Europe is there is a massive wage gap because women just aren't hired for managerial positions because employers say, you know what, I don't want to have to pay out all these benefits. So they don't hire women. They may not say that's why, but we all know that is. And so Biden is trying to inject that kind of European process into American politics by paying people when they have a child, nudging them into dependency. And again, it is an absolute fallacy that the rich can pay for all of this. This will be another tax burden on the middle class.
Yeah, why is it my responsibility to pay for your kids?
Well,
that's a fair question. I mean, and there are some arguments that the left will make. They'll say, well, wait a second. We have public schools. Okay, we have some different public things that are out there that you pay for, but it's not from the time you conceive until the time your child, you know, passes on to the next life, right?
Right. But this is also an effort to get children to sort of incentivize women to work when many women don't want to work. Many women want to raise their children. They want to stay home. And they make decisions, for instance, when I first had my children, I did not work. I didn't work, and I stayed home and took care of my kids. And we had a very hard time. I will be completely honest with you. It was a very difficult time for us financially. But we did it for several years. I did not work. And that is the decision that we made. Other people really want family to take care of their children. So they make these sorts of adjustments and they make these sorts of arrangements that are best for them. What this is going to do is institutionalize daycare. It's going to increase all of these mandates on daycare. You're going to see these smaller daycare facilities close already over the
last
decade.
The big ones will survive. So, the big ones that will adhere to all the government demands will be around, but the little
bill,
ones will get run
bill,
over.
Let's be clear. In this bill, one of the demands is that these daycare facilities abide by equity rules. So you're going to see these massively large government-run daycares. You're not going to see the little in-home daycares that are so popular with people. Those are going to go out of business, and the bigger ones are going to thrive. This is, church daycares, parent co-ops, neighborhood, in-home daycares. Those are all going to disappear. And what we're going to see are these massive sort of government-run institutions. And you're going to have these same things where, just like the public school, where people want choice, but there's just no marketplace out there for the smaller providers.
Yeah. Just another bit of the central planners doing their thing. Julie, always a pleasure. Always an education.
Thanks for having me.
I love your kids, but could you pay for them yourself? All right, good.
Happy to.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Julie Gunlock, Independent Women's Forum. Greatly appreciate that, as always. By the way, if you didn't notice, summer's around the corner. Summer's around the corner. I want your attention here. Pay attention. Listen up. Grilla Grills wants you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at stevegruber.com. A chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grill's newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, do it all remotely. It's wireless brisket, wireless pork butt. It's all there for you. Or in my case, maybe some lamb this weekend on the Grilla. How's that sound? Grilla Grills, family-owned, veteran-run. It's a Michigan business, therefore it's an American business. Stay out of the big box stores. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. Go to stevegruber.com and enter for your chance to win. stevegruber.com. You should be going there anyway, by the way. Yeah. stevegruber.com. Check it out. We'll be back.